would rather go blind, girl. So welcome here to a pre-show. Something came on the tube here this morning, and I keep looking off to my right because there's a window that's wide open. And it's, I know I'm out here on the beach, as you can see, if you're watching Phil TV in HD. But here on the beach, I'm on a soundproof beach, and there's a window open right off to the side of me here that is leaves the beach area, and beyond this is a world of hell, and, you know, it's just shit. Here I am in the beautiful heaven on earth that is RL Pacifico. But there is a window open here, and no doubt the other businesses in the area are going to be getting their days, and they'll probably be listening to me going nuts. There have been times when I've had that window open, I've been doing the show, and, you know, I think, holy Christ, you know, I didn't know the window was open or whatever. So, like, for however long, they're hearing some guy, whoever's listening, is hearing some cat doing a really strange presentation of this, that, and something else.
Let me see what shape my voice is in, because, you know, oh, God.
That goddamn game on Saturday, I gotta tell you something. That fucking game on that game that I did on Sunday, the Lions and the Tan, that motherfucking game, I had a computer crash in the third quarter. And my record program crashed. And I almost started to fucking cry, man, because it is a bitch. You know, you're really working the shit out of your throat. And now in the third quarter, the goddamn thing crashes. It's approaching midnight, and I'm sitting there, I'm going, I can't fucking believe this shit. I said, well, I got no choice. I have to start all over again. But I put a call into our brother Alex, and I said, look, man, I'm about ready to fucking cash this shit in. You know, I'm about ready to blow my fucking brains out. Can you log on to the computer and recover this audio? Do you think there's a chance? He said, let me see, man. He says, it's basically said to me, slim to none, man, but let me try. I'll be a son of a bitch if you didn't do it. He pulled that goddamn record program up, and there it was, the track. And I was like, God damn, dude, I am like, what is she going to do? Is she going to hurt this kid? I'm watching a movie here called The Naked Kiss. And it started with a woman who is obviously some kind of a fashion model beating the shit out of the photographer. And this is a movie made in 1961 or 1960 by Sam Fuller. Samuel Fuller made a film called The Steel Helmet, which Dale Dye, who is a consultant on war movies, Dale's a former Marine Corps captain, Vietnam veteran, this and that. He advised, he was the consultant and basically, you know, the coordinator, all that shit on Saving Private Ryan, Band of Brothers, the thing, Platoon, a lot of great movies and a lot of movies that, you know, he would admit to you were pieces of shit, but, you know, whatever. So, Dale, I said, what directors do you like, man? What war movies? You know, you're a veteran of you're actual war veteran, man, you know, and you're a combat veteran. So what? He says, I like the movies. He said, Phil, I like Sam Fuller's movies. Steel Helmet. That's a great movie. And I watched that movie. It's a very gritty, very realistic, very tough, very scary Korean War movie made not too many years after the end of the Korean War by Samuel Fuller, who himself was a veteran of the Second World War, I think, and was just obviously had an eye for the kind of violent action that is the reality of that. And Steel Helmet's quite an amazing movie. It starts out with a horrible scene of carnage. And I can't remember him, but I think one of the soldiers is playing dead, and he comes in a Korean patrol, a North Korean patrol comes upon him, and I think he, you know, does something. But Sam Fuller also made a movie called Shock Corridor, which is a scary motherfucking movie and a very weird flick, and it's way the fuck out there, man. It's a movie that stars Peter Breck from later Big Valley fame. the angry older brother, you know, the one who was like, God damn it, yeah, just had a hothead motherfucker. He plays a newspaper reporter who, you know, fakes his way into this nut house and gets way more than he fucking bargained for. He goes nuts. And there is a scene, there's an insanity scene there that it was shot by Fuller. It's amazing, man. It's really, it's way beyond anything you'd expect from that time period. And also, there was a black character who thinks he's in the Ku Klux Klan. Dig this, okay? It's very, very, very unusual for 1960, 61, 62. Very unusual, the kind of characterization, kind of characters that this film had. And this black cat, who's in the Klan, man. He was a riot. It was, oh, fuck. You got to see this movie, man. Shock Corridor, Peter Breck. Sam Fuller made it. So anytime you see a movie that has Samuel Fuller's name on it, you know, you're in for a really weird trip, man. You are in for a weird fucking trip. You're in for a kind of a, probably as close an experience to the bohemian mindset of the 50s and 60s as you're going to get in mass media, you know? I mean, you'd have to, short of going back in a time machine and going into a fucking coffee house, whatever the hell. And I'm not even saying it's beatniks, but it's just the kooky, it's the kookiness, you know, man, of the beat. It's black and beats were black and white and hippies were in color is kind of the way I put it. But beats were in that really cool black and white thing, that coffee house barroom beatnik poetry reading type black and white shit. And so now I'm watching this thing called Naked Kiss. I got no fucking idea what this flick is about, but it's just been nothing but one weird looking thing to look at. There's no... It's just, this chick's scary, but it starts out with this chick beating the shit out of this fucking guy and leaving him for dead. And I think he's a photographer that tried to take advantage of her. In fact, is this the actor? Is this, no, Frank Silva? Is that the guy? I think I see it. But anyway, she's kicking the shit out of this guy. And then a scary fucking thing happens. Her wig falls off, and she's fucking bald. Right? And the effect that that has is you're looking at this chick who's now not very attractive. She's bald. You wonder, why is she bald? You know, what happened? What disease does she have? What's up with this woman? So there's this sort of hideous underlying, you know, nature to her, which I'm sure is real. It's very heavy, you know. It has its meanings. And shit like that, okay? Let me go over here, man. I've got to change my underwear. That's why I'm going on the... No, I'm kidding. I just got to get up and get some stuff done. I'm not wearing any pants. That's why. All right, man. I would rather go blind, girl,
than to see you. Walk away. I was just
shit. I hope this thing's on demand or something. I gotta watch this when I get off the air. Looks really... Now here's something I want to do. I don't know what I want to do, but I want to do this. I want to use it for a Lions game. Something like this would be like Milwaukee real estate update, you know. This is Milwaukee Real Estate Update.
Are you in the market for a home? There are many 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9 bedroom homes available in the New Berlin area. Call.
I think the guy is like,
call Velcron. I am here for you.
The dude's a real estate agent who's also from Mars or something. He's like, you know, it's almost like, but he's not like the Coneheads. He is acknowledged. He is from outer space.
Call Velcron. Call Velcron.
Velcron. He came to us from another world with great real estate prices. Can identify him. He can identify a good deal. That sucks. That's Beacon. That's... Kenny Slag! Whoa, Kenny Slag! Real estate update from the Milwaukee area. That's the phone. That's the default. I hate that. Every time I don't like the telephone. Wait a minute, man. What happened to the one that I had? Oh, that's at Apex, yeah. I like that one. So there you go, huh? Kenny Slag! Hey now, Kenny Slag! All right. What a fucking weekend, Jack. God damn it. Unfucking real weekend. But it's all good, man. It's all good. Everything's cool. Because I got an amazing woman in my life. Very, very lucky. And, you know how it is, man. You reach a certain point in your life, you don't want to fuck things up anymore, you know? You want to somehow not fuck things up. Oh, shit. What's up with this, man? There's a chick falling asleep, and there's a guy with a boat. She's imagining she's in Venice. But I think what's happened is the guy has discovered her. What the fuck is going on here? See, Fuller does a lot of crazy, surreal shit. Hence what he did in, in Shock Corridor. Okay, let's see. Jack, I gagged her. To do. Oh, fuck me. Zip recruiter. Yeah, that's cool, Alex, but where the fuck is that shit, man? The hell? I think there may actually be. There's a camera going? Where is ZipRecruiter? I don't have this fucking copy. If you're going to send me the fucking reminder, man, send me the motherfucking copy. What the fuck is this? Oh, here we go. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, man. I think she's playing a nurse now. That's what's going on with this chick. That's what's going down with this chick. She's playing a nurse or something. Kenny Slag. Hey now, Kenny Slag. What is, you know? Anyway, I'm not going to bitch about it, man. I'm just going to do it. Fuck it. Now she's a nurse. This woman who was a model who beat the living shit out of this photographer. And then later I see her in a barroom getting hit on by these fucking dudes. And then she's making out with some guy on a couch, and you know, I don't know what her. Now she's a nurse taking care of little kids, which is a beautiful thing. But there's something about this woman is really fucking dangerous. That's what I like about this movie, you know, with the bald head. They were saying, you know, it looked really creepy when her wig fell off. You imagine this guy, he's getting the shit kicked out of him by this woman, and suddenly sees the wig come off. Now he's looking at this bald woman just beating the shit out of him. And, of course, if they make somebody bald in the old days, they put a skull cap on you, you know, and they do all this makeup, but you still have your hair underneath, so you look like, like your skull is much bigger than an ordinary skull. So you look doubly strange. Not only are you bald, but you all fucked up looking, you know. You're bald, and that's fucked up enough.
What is this doing over here? Don't be fucking with my shit, bitch.
What is this shit?
What is this, man? Why is that stuff moved?
Can't be fucking with my shit.
Don't ever do that, man.
Yeah, all right, man. So what are we talking about here, dude? Are we talking about both mid-roll?
Fuck. God damn it.
Now what? These are mid-rolls. They're both fucking pre-rolls, all right? All right, I'm down with that. How can just one cup of coffee keep you full and energized for hours? Escape the daily grind. And find out what you're missing. Dave Asprey spent 20 years completely transforming his health, his brain, his life. Don't settle for ever. Just get your... Go to... I wonder if it's bulletproof.com. Go to what, man? Bulletproof.com, let me see. Kenny Slag, you bet. Yep, bulletproof.com. All right, that's what I was going to do. Bulletproof.com. I'm going to that motherfucker. I'm gonna talk about that motherfucker. I just, through my own fucking mind, I found a link that I'm going to go to. I'm gonna freelance this shit. I'm going to tell everybody to go to bulletproof.com. The advertiser may not have meant for me to say that, but there's no fucking hyperlink on the ad copy. So I'm making a judgment call. I'm not going to get all crazy. I'm not going to call up a copywriter. I'm not going to call up people who go, I can't do this shit because of nothing. I'm just going to go ahead and do the link to the fuck. And, you know, and if the guy wants the bellyache, I'll say, dig, man. There was nothing on the copy. So what was I supposed to do? How's I supposed to know there wasn't a monster? I found there was a guy last night on TV, and he did one of those. It was excellent, you know. He fucked up, kind of like, and he had a great voice. Yes, now you too can be a member of this beautiful. And he was doing this whole pitch, but there was something kind of cheesy about the commercial he was doing, like the effects, you know, the production quality was kind of shitty. I was like, well, this guy's pretty good. And then I realized, there's one thing he did that fucked up. He was like, yes, you too can see this excellent place. Okay. That's why he ain't all that good. He ain't all that good. This looks like a whorehouse now. This looks like, oh, it's like the, it's like a Playboy club or something. All right, man. There's no present, like no time like the present to do what you got to do. Kenny Slag, you bet, Kenny Slag. Okay, here we go. Jack, I gagged her. And then we're gonna do... Yeah, that fucking lion game. God damn, motherfucker. Rip your goddamn throat out. Coach Dozier. I toyed with the idea of Coach Dozier being gay coming out, but I decided I better not. Rosh Vanin bitching about the Dodgers. Yes, yes,
Oh, well, you know, yes, it was, no, it's not good, you know what?
Well, here, she's beating the shit out of somebody else. She's kicking the shit out of the madam. Oh, she's making the madam eat money. Because of the way she treats these girls.
Well,
yeah, Mr. Henry, it's been a lot of fun, and...
Well, Phil, you see, your voice is not really up to it.
That's because of that fucked up lion game, that motherfucking game, man. Motherfucker, I'm not a goddamn robot around here, man. I know I'm fucking amazing. I know I'm goddamn amazing, legendary, genius, motherfucking, whatever the hell. Still beating my fucking brains out here, making a living, you know. I'm such a fucking genius. You know, I'm working 12-hour days. That's how much of a genius my ass is. But hey, that having been said, you know, this instrument here can only take so much. Okay, R.C. Collins, Rosh Vanin, R.C. Yeah, it's R.C.'s checking in. Well, R.C., what are you doing?
Well, right now, Mr. Henry, I think I'll just go into a falsetto. I'm working for Dad, and I'm doing a lot of things and everything, you know.
One thing about this chick who is the star of this movie, what an ass. No, I'm just kidding. Well, she does, but she's bald. No, she,
Well, yeah, Mr. Henry, I'm having a great time.
Oh, God, this is going to be fucked up.
Well, Phil, are you going to be able to do the R.C. Collins voice today? Can you even do my voice today?
Margaret's going to sing because yesterday was Columbus Day.
When the moon hits your eye like...
Oh, Phil, I want to do this. When the moon hits your eye, I want to do an Italian song, and I think it goes like this. Oh, sole mio. I need some of that accordion music, if you don't mind.
Well, this is going to be really hard, man. All right, fuck it. Got to do what you got to do. El Chapo, let's hear this. Hey, I like this. Welcome. Yeah. This is General Galen Shaw. And as the bull enters the ring, I stand at the ready.
El Chapo.
El Chapo, right on. Okay. Ready to go? Y'all ready? Y'all know what it is? Yeah. Uh-huh. There we go. Oh, wait. There's some traffic on this motherfucker, Bob Bacon. Audio. What am I? Traffic. I don't like that fucking mouth siren cop anymore. I think that sounds stupid. Test, 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 test. Now, why is that fucking overmodulating? Test. Testing, testing. God damn it. Test, test, test.
Right, I've, yes, Phil, no, it's not for me. You know, I understand, probably more than you can say, you know, I understand. But I'm not. not at liberty to say.
Okay. Just do what we can do when we do it, right? Right. Yeah. Ready? Hey, how can just one cup of coffee keep you full and energized for hours? How can you escape the daily grind and find out what you're missing? Well, you go to bulletproof.com and find out what Dave Asprey found out after 20 years of completely transforming his health, his brain, and his life. And he designed the Bulletproof Coffee Kit to let you reach your full potential in just a fraction of time. Find out at bulletproof.com. Don't settle for average Joe that just gets you out of bed. Go to bulletproof.com to find out how Bulletproof Coffee with the world's cleanest beans can help you reach peak performance all day long. How much more could you get done if you never had another afternoon slump, huh? You don't drink that coffee, man, to discover how to get an all-day energy without caffeine. Here we go. How can you take three?